It's KC Drive. It's 107.7 right here with me, Brad. Dinero. Jennifer Lopez sampling some of the biggest hits and doing a hit itself out of that song a couple of years ago. You're in the fast lane right here with me, Brad. And as I mentioned earlier on this Youth Month, we're also taking a moment to honor our planet. It's all about the environment, guys, with World Environment Day recently observed on the 5th of June a couple of days ago. We're looking at how everyday items can play a role in sustainability. Joining me on the line, as mentioned on Facebook and also earlier on the show, is Adele de Toey, the spokesperson for the South African Rooibos Council, to share some surprising ways Rooibos can help us reduce waste and live more sustainably. Adele, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
It's my pleasure, and of course I'm doing very well, and I'm so happy to be here, especially to chat about two of my closest things to my heart, which is sustainability and rooibos.
Absolutely, we feel exactly the same when the feeling's mutual. I mean, I have a cup before I start the show, you know? That's where you get the voice from.
Just one. I think you must try two or three, right?
That's my limit. That's my limit for the day. Definitely, I'll definitely try three. Oh, this conversation with Adele is going to be available as a podcast on our app, guys. We can go and listen to it again, and you can share it with your friends and family, of course, by downloading the app on the Play Store, the App Store, if you have an Android phone or if you have an iPhone. Adele, let's start with the bigger picture first. Global and local recycling rates are alarmingly low. So why do you think it's so difficult for societies to shift away from this linear, use and dump model?
You're absolutely right. It's a global crisis. So worldwide, around only 7% of materials are used and recycled. And in South Africa, the situation is dire because 90% of our waste ends up in landfills. And this is a massive problem. So I think one thing is that many people still live according to a linear economy. So we make, use, and throw things away. It's super convenient, but this is not sustainable. So we need to be shifting to a more circular economy. And this means you can reuse, repurpose, recycle. And of course, this requires education like we're doing today, also infrastructure and a mindset change. But we really, one of the good things actually is that more than 80% of South Africans believe that they can make a difference. So this is a great starting point.
Absolutely. Now, rooibos is known in loved by millions of South Africans, including myself and so many of my friends, but many might not realize the potential beyond the cup. So Adele, could you share a few simple ways people can repurpose used rooibos in their daily lives?
Absolutely. You can enjoy your cup and you don't need to throw your bag away with all that good stuff in there. There's lots of things you can do with it. So firstly, in the garden, you can use rooibos as a natural fertilizer. It is rich in antioxidants and nutrients, so it's really going to nourish the soil and your plants. And then staying with gardening, you can use it as a mulch. So especially if you have small seedlings, you can just layer it on top and that will keep the moisture inside and keep feeding your young plants. So let's move to a little bit of DIY beauty. So yes, you can use used rooibos leaves as an exfoliating scrub. You can mix it with sugar and maybe an oil, an olive oil or coconut oil if you prefer. Really brilliant for your skin, and it really takes that dead layer off the top of your skin, exposing wonderful new gorgeous skin cells. Staying with beauty, you can use it as an eye compress. So you can just cool your tea bags and put it on your eyes, and that can reduce some puffiness. And here's some interesting ones. You can use it as a natural deodorizer, especially in your fridge or in your shoe cupboard when things start to smell a little bit funky after a couple of days. And one of my favorites is if you use dry rooibos tea bags, you can actually use it to start your fire. So this will be in your fireplace or your braai on Saturday afternoon.
So many things you guys can do with rooibos other than drinking it. You can use it for the environment, and you just heard Adele saying also, if you're going to have a braai, you want to start a fire, you can also use it for that. Is that now the used tea bags that you can use to start the fire,
yes,
or does it have to be a tea bag,
yes,
that hasn't been used yet?
Yeah, well, both. Well, it'd be better to at least enjoy your cup of rooibos and goodness, and
of
then
course,
after it's dried out, and use
course
it on the fire.
How dare I ask that? Of course. Adele, it's absolutely encouraging to hear that the rooibos industry is involved in wider sustainability initiatives. So can you tell us a little bit about the environmental efforts being made in the Cederberg region and beyond?
Yes, so rooibos grows nowhere else in the world than in a very small area in the Western Cape, in the Cederberg. It's farmed only there, and it's one of South Africa's most biodiverse regions. So the industry employs about 8,000 people, and this is farmers and also people helping for processing and harvesting, etc. And they're really deeply committed to sustainability. So one way is the rooibos industry is involved with the Rainforest Alliance and also the Union for Ethical Biotrade. These are certifications ensuring that rooibos is farmed in ethical and eco-conscious ways. And then another one is that farmers also collectively have rehabilitated almost 500 hectares of land. And thanks to partnerships like the Greater Cederberg Biodiversity Corridor, there's 70,000 hectares have formal conservation status. And there's another almost 300,000 hectares that have voluntary agreements between farmers and biodiversity. So rooibos as an industry is really leading the way, not just growing a great product, but also protecting the environment it comes from.
Quite interesting. Lastly, Adele, what advice do you have for people that are listening who would like to start making small yet meaningful eco-friendly changes in their homes starting today?
Yeah, I think you need hit the nail on the head. Small changes and consistent changes. Yeah. Every little bit counts. So reuse what you can, especially organic waste like rooibos. You can compost your tea or food scraps or any garden waste that at least starts to lower down the landfills and the bulk of the stuff that we throw away. And then, of course, we know we should be recycling consciously. Find out where your depots are and where pickup points are and places are that you can drop off. And, of course, cut down on plastic. We need to reuse. I think that's one of our biggest threat for the environment today is plastic pollution. And of course, talk about it. Tell people about it and talk about it so people can know and they can start to get these sustainable habits going. So, because sustainability isn't about being perfect. It's about being consistent and making progress.
I like that term, sustainable habits, for the betterment of the environment and for yourself as well. Adele, thank you so much for your time today on KC Drive. Really appreciate it. It's absolutely amazing to hear how something as everyday as rooibos can play a role in helping us live more sustainably.
Absolutely, and it's up to us. Every little bit counts. Let's do our bit.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day further, and I'll see you soon for a cup of rooibos.
Same to you, Brad. Enjoy.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. There we go, guys. Every small step counts, and it starts with what we choose to do after finishing our next cup. That was Adele Detway, the spokesperson for the South African Rooibos Council, speaking to me over the phone in a conversation that's going to be available as a podcast on our app very soon. That's KC Drive, and it's right here with me.